The Bleacher Report app is your destination for sports. Right now, the NBA is heating up, March Madness is here, and MLB is almost back. Every day there's a new headline, a new highlight, a new moment you've got to see for yourself. That's why I stay locked in with the Bleacher Report app. For me, it's about staying connected to my sports. I can follow the teams I care about, get real-time scores, breaking news, and highlights all in one place. Download the Bleacher Report app today so you never miss a moment.
Welcome to the program. This is why I always scratch my head. There is, you guys need to know that POTUS is getting so much pressure right now to just stop everything. He is seriously, and Iran knows this. This is why they want to only negotiate with J.D. Vance. So you have Witkoff and Kushner who have been over there negotiating with all these Arab nations. And now Iran's saying, no, we just want Vance. That's it. We just want Vance. Now, I'm sitting back and watching all of this stuff because I don't have a dog in the fight for 28. I don't. I'm just watching back, just sitting and watching, you know, all of the machinations, right? And you have a faction that is very much supported by Tucker Carlson and all of the podcastistan bros that they think, you know, they don't want any involvement at all. They really like Vance. In fact, Tucker Carlson's the reason why Vance is vice president. His son is deputy press secretary for Vance. I'm just saying, these are facts. And so that Iran knows this and they're seizing on that. They want to talk to the guy who campaigned on not wanting to do anything. And then even POTUS said, well, he was less than enthusiastic. He's supporting POTUS because that's his job to do. I get it. That's fine. But he was less than enthusiastic. And Iran knows this. They know that that will come out in the press. Oh, they request advance. They don't want to talk to Witkoff. They request advance. Now, all of this is feeding into a number of things. I saw that, you know, they have the Khaleesi and the Polymarket surveys that they put out there showing who's leading in 28 and Rubio's in the lead. And a lot of people are making a lot of hay about who sits next to POTUS during these meetings and how Rubio and Rubio and Hegseth were down at Mar-a-Lago when everything with Iran first started kicking off and Vance was not down there and he wasn't in the Situation Room for a couple of different things. He was somewhere else. I'm not saying he wasn't doing his job, but he wasn't right there. And the point is that people online and some of the members of the press who are watching how all of this is, you know, fitting together, they're perceiving that as a, how do I say it? Maybe kind of just a fade in popularity with the president. I don't necessarily think it's that. I do think that, you know, he's got Secretary of State and SecWar. I mean, those are the people that you absolutely need sitting by you when you're doing stuff like this, when you're talking about geopolitical moves and conflict. But it is interesting. Keep an eye on it because this is where the kindling starts. This is where the division is, and this is where the kindling starts. And the faction that is very much mad about Trump's actions in Iran and has spent the last 2 weeks just bashing him nonstop, they want to destroy him so that they can push Vance. This is a 2028 move for them. I don't even know if Rubio has any designs on the White House. And like I said, I don't have a dog in the fight for 28. I mean, it's early, and I think a lot of people are keeping their cards close to their chest. But it is very interesting to watch how that pans out. What complicates it, though, is Tucker is not, what you see online is not, does not play out in meat space the same. Just because someone gets a lot of views, you know, hate watching is a thing. It doesn't mean that they're supported. It doesn't mean that they can sell. It doesn't even mean that they can retain an audience. A lot of the audience measure is just simply click. In broadcasting, we do it a little differently. It's time spent listening. So however long someone is engaged watching that content, that is the real measure. Digital does not necessarily measure it that way. They just want a one and done touch click and that's it. Like if you're on X and sometimes the video will start autoplaying, that counts as a view. Whether somebody viewed it or not, it counts as a view. Whether or not someone watched the whole thing, it doesn't matter. And so What translates online doesn't translate in real space. Not yet, anyway, at all. That's not to say that it won't. But there are people who have an outsized influence online. And when it comes to moving the needle in meat space, they don't have the muscle to do it. Which is why for all of the hours these people have spent bashing Trump, bashing Hegseth, bashing Rubio, people who call themselves Republicans but are not, none of the polls taken reflect it. Because these people are unmoved by this. They know the reality of having a terror entity that has cost American lives. Although, if you're listening to Tucker Carlson, that's never happened. Can we go ahead and play? Is this cut 14?
Yeah.
Go ahead and play this for me, please. This is from December.
Interesting. TPUSA did a poll during AmFest, or I guess it was after AmFest, and they asked the audience, what they considered to be the greatest threat to America. And they did put radical Islam at number one. I'm wondering where you think those sentiments are coming from. I mean, I've heard you say before that this is an op, and that we all know which foreign government it's actually coming from. Which government is it, and can you explain how that operation works? How is it, you know, kind of lured into those?
It comes from the Israeli government and its many
wow.
defenders and informal employees in the United States, of course. And I guess I would just say if that was actually, I mean, I don't know how people responded to the poll, I don't know who answered it, but, you know, I believe in measuring reality a little more empirically. And, you know, I don't know anyone in the United States in the last 24 years who's been killed by radical Islam.
This is from December. So he went back to, well, it's Israel, of course. Israel's, it's an op by Israel. He doesn't know, first off, way to erase the dead. He doesn't know anybody at all whatsoever in the past, what did he say, 25, 24 years, who were killed by radical Islam, by terrorists. You really don't. This is one of the most insane clips I think I've ever heard. So the victims from the Old Dominion attack, from the New Orleans attack, for New Year's, Fort Hood, Pulse Nightclub, Boston Bomber. What about the attack on the synagogue in Colleyville down the road from my house? An Islamic terrorist down the road from my house. Not in Palm Beach, where your coddled ass sits. Down the road from my house. Right by a school. Are you kidding me? Let's go over the list. Let's look at it. I'm not even going to go all the way back to 2001. You had Fort Hood, 2009. Boston bombing, 2013. Chattanooga. How dare you forget the three people who were killed in a terror attack in Chattanooga? I'm going to tell you something. Their last names weren't Weinstein. They weren't Jewish. What about San Bernardino? Two terrorists opened fire at a Christmas party and killed 14 people. They attacked Christians at a holiday party and killed 14 of them. Well, I don't know anybody who was killed in a terror attack, so it's not a, you know, to me, it's not a very big thing. It doesn't affect me. Pulse Nightclub. What was that guy's name? Was it, Omar Mateen. Sounds like a Jewish name. Oh, no, it doesn't. What about the truck attack in 2017 in New York? Eight people injured. One person was killed. Then the Pittsburgh attack, 2018, the synagogue in Pittsburgh. You had 11 people who were killed at Tree of Life. Back in Texas, 2019, El Paso, a Saudi Air Force student killed 3 people in a terror attack. Hey, what about the Naval Air Station Corpus Christi shooting again in Texas? 2020, Islamic terrorist with known ties to terror networks attacked a security checkpoint. Well, I don't know any of the people that have been hurt or involved in any kind of terror attack. So it's probably an Israeli op. Yes, an Israeli op with people named Omar Mateen and Saeed Farouk and Tashfeen Malik. What about Pensacola? What about the Buffalo shooting where you had 10 people killed? What about the New Orleans truck attack? This was in New Year's Day. 14 people were killed in a terror attack. What about just earlier this month in Austin, Texas, a street where a lot of college kids go, where you had a terrorist wearing Property of Allah sweatshirt opened fire. How many people were killed in that? Does he even know? Does it even matter? He thinks it's an overstated concern. That's his point here. It is an overstated concern. He didn't go off and say that because he's inarticulate, which is still asinine. So no, he's dismissing, and he was talking specifically about a survey showing people viewing radical Islam as a top threat, and he says it's overstated. And he didn't know anybody killed by radical Islam in the past 24 years. Wow, you must be really lucky. If you just stow yourself away at your cabin or your Palm Beach abode and you never actually get out of the ivory tower, I mean, how nice is that for you? How nice is it for you that you don't live in an area or go anywhere where you have to worry about it? And when you do go to Sharia supporting countries, they kiss your ass because you're laundering their propaganda and trying to put it out as like legit original content. Way to erase the dead. That's exactly what that is. And it's shameful. For what? So I've been paying attention to what's happening with gold and silver lately, and honestly, it's pretty shocking. Gold and silver have risen to record highs in relation to the dollar. And after talking with Colin over at Noble Gold Investments, I really get it. This isn't about trying to time the market. It's not about chasing some get-rich-quick opportunity. It's about protecting what you've already worked so hard to build. And when the economy feels uncertain and when currencies start weakening, when people get nervous about their retirement accounts, historically, they look for stability and physical gold and silver have always been a part of that conversation. You know, I appreciate, I think maybe the most, that Colin and his team, they don't pressure people, right? They don't use hype. They didn't use that with me. They just simply walk me through my options. They answer questions and they treat you with respect. And that matters. Noble Gold has helped people protect their savings with physical gold and silver. They've been doing it for nearly a decade with transparency and real customer service. If you want to learn more, download their free wealth protection kit at noblegoldinvestments.com/Dana. That's noblegoldinvestments.com/Dana. Get informed and then decide what's right for you and your family.
Hello, hello. I'm Malcolm Gladwell, host of Smart Talks with IBM. I recently spoke with IBM's new director of research, Jay Gambetta. We discussed his vision for the future of quantum computing.
At IBM Research, what we always do is answer what is the future of computing, whether it's coming up with new algorithms, coming up with better AI, coming up with quantum, or coming up with just how do different accelerators go together. It's our DNA to answer the question of what is the future.
Isn't it a perfect problem for IBM because you kind of need to have a legacy of building stuff?
Yes.
Building actual physical machines.
Yeah, it's why I came to IBM. I wanted the experience, the culture of building hard things that others have not done before.
Mm-hmm. Where do you imagine we are in the timeline of this technology? There will come a point when it will mature, right?
Yeah.
My cell phone is a mature technology at this point. How far are we from that point with quantum?
By 2029, we'll build the first fault-tolerant quantum computer. That is one that can run a very, very large problem.
To learn how IBM is building the future of computing, visit ibm.com/quantum.
The Global Gaming League is presented by Atlas Earth, the fun cashback app.
Hey, it's Howie Mandel, and I am inviting you to witness history as me and my Howie Do It gaming team take on Gilly the King and Wallow 267's Million Dollars Gaming in an epic Global Gaming League video game showdown, plus a halftime performance by multi-platinum artist Travie McCoy. Watch all the action and see who wins and advances to the championship match right now at globalgamingleague.com. That's globalgamingleague.com.
In partnership with Level Up Expo.
Speaking of bad mayors, here's another one. Cut 19, New York City's Zohran Mamdani. He's very pupset, guys. Why is he so pupset? Because he's just been getting hateful messages. Watch.
Uh-huh. I get messages that say the only good Muslim is a dead Muslim.
He's faking crying.
This is. I get threats on my life.
Oh, we don't believe you.
On the people that I love.
We don't believe you.
And I try not to talk about it. Because the function of racism, as Toni Morrison said, is distraction. My focus has always been on making this a city that's affordable, on making this a city that every New Yorker sees themselves in. And it takes a toll. Because this is a city that every single person deserves to be in. It's a city that we all belong to.
Oh my gosh.
And the thing that's made me proudest.
He's not even crying. This is so performative. And he's the worst actor ever. He is as bad an actor as AOC is a bartender. Do the pageant tear touch. Oh, that's what you do when you're wearing, when you got TV makeup on or stage makeup and you're, don't want to mess it up. No. I think he's trying to detract from the fact that his wife is a thug. A wannabe thug. She's a really bad artist, really bad. And she had to delete her entire ex account. She had this ex account where she wasn't using her real name. And she was dropping racial slurs right and left. She was like celebrating actual like Hamas fighter stuff. She said that October 7th was like, she said she liked all these posts that said it was a hoax. She liked and reposted some images on X and on Instagram where they were saying that the reports of rape were fake and lies. All of it. All of this stuff. So there have been a lot of people asking questions about it. Like this. This is cut 20. This New Yorker was heckling Mandani because his wife is a racist terrorist. Watch.
She hates America. And she was born here.
But a ribbon cutting means homes for New Yorkers.
It's all over social media.
We look forward to coming back to this site that we might be able to welcome families to this new development. Thank you so much, Mayor Mamdani. Thank you. But I want to tell you something, Mayor. Metro IAF is here.
That's right.
You shut up.
Metro IAF.
He's a Trojan horse. He hates America.
I love that guy. Love that dude. Yeah, she had liked she reposted, promoted pro-China, pro-Russia, pro-Iran propaganda, including materials that came from Shanghai-based Maoist tech mogul Neville Singham. Crazy stuff. And she also, reposted and then whether it was like a post or a story or a reel on her account. And then so she started deleting her social media accounts. And when they were asked about it, if you remember, he was like, well, my wife isn't an elected official. I am. No, we ain't doing that. No, not after what all y'all did to Alito's wife simply because she flew a flag. Oh, hail, H-A-I-L. No, we're not. You're not getting a pass. Your wife's a terrorist lover. What's a terrorist loving wife of a mayor? And he is trying to sanction it. So no. You're all not getting passes. No one's getting a pass here. This is the Islamism that I'm talking about. It is pervasive. It is everywhere. Now you have, can you imagine anybody else reposting and promoting the stuff that this broad has done, the stuff that she has promoted, and not having, if you were a Republican, oh my gosh. But see, all this stuff's okay. If you're on the left, it's okay. It's allowed. It's defensible because you're on the left. So that inoculates you. It protects you. Folks, I knew that I turned into an adult when I got excited about laundry detergent. I didn't think I was actually going to get excited about laundry products, but here we are. So I don't know if you've heard of laundry sauce. This is legit what I use. And I have this one. They sent me, because I've been purchasing this for several years now on my own. And the French saffron is like my absolute favorite. The bergamot is so good. And I love that I don't have to think about any of it. The smell alone is next level. I mean, this is one. So this is the Indonesian patchouli. And at first I was like, I don't want to smell like a hippie. But then I opened the box and it's amazing. Look how bougie this is too, by the way. Kane, have you smelled this?
I haven't.
Do you want to eat one? I'm kidding.
Throw it.
Oh, gosh. Oh, it smells so good. This is like what clean is supposed to smell like, and everything is so soft and it's so nice. I have eczema and I have no problems in using any of their stuff. But here's like what really sold me. I mean, first off, you have these pre-measured pods, right, that you just saw. One and done. There's no guessing with it. But also, I really like the scent boosting chips that they have. And you can get it in the Australian sandalwood, the Italian bergamot, the Egyptian rose, French saffron. I mean, clean, warm. It's just the greatest scent ever. But like I said, you don't have to overthink any of it. The pre-measured pods, the scent chips, there's no mess, no guessing. It's super easy. And they have all of these extras with it. I mean, you have the dryer sheets. You have, like I said, the scent boosters, the liquid fabric softener, and your clothes feel incredible. And the dryer sheets, which I have here, they just lock absolutely everything in. I mean, it smells clean and soft and that you actually care about your laundry. All the guests in my house, they love the way everything smells. And I know I'm not the only one, by the way, because apparently 90% of people feel the same way after they switch to Laundry Sauce. Now, here's the deal. Laundry Sauce just landed in Target, or you can say Target. You can find it in select stores, or you can do what I do and grab everything online, including the boosters and the conditioner and more. And for a limited time, all of you out there, you have the hookup. Take 20% off of your entire order when you use code Dana at laundrysauce.com/Dana. So that's 20% off everything at laundrysauce.com/Dana using promo code Dana. So upgrade your laundry game today. Seriously, you're going to actually look forward to laundry day.
Hello, hello. I'm Malcolm Gladwell, host of Smart Talks with IBM. I recently spoke with IBM's new director of research, Jay Gambetta. We discussed his vision for the future of quantum computing.
At IBM Research, what we always do is answer what is the future of computing, whether it's coming up with new algorithms, coming up with better AI, coming up with quantum, or coming up with just how do different accelerators go together. It's our DNA to answer the question of what is the future.
Isn't it a perfect problem for IBM because you kind of need to have a legacy of building stuff?
Yes.
Building actual physical machines.
Yeah, it's why I came to IBM. I wanted the experience, the culture of building hard things that others have not done before.
Mm-hmm. Where do you imagine we are in the timeline of this technology? There will come a point when it will mature, right?
Yeah.
My cell phone is a mature technology at this point. How far are we from that point with quantum?
By 2029, we'll build the first fault-tolerant quantum computer. That is one that can run a very, very large problem.
To learn how IBM is building the future of computing, visit ibm.com/quantum.
The Global Gaming League is presented by Atlas Earth, the fun cashback app.
Hey, it's Howie Mandel, and I am inviting you to witness history as me and my Howie Do It gaming team take on Gilly the King and Wallow 267's Million Dollars Gaming in an epic Global Gaming League video game showdown, plus a halftime performance by multi-platinum artist Travie McCoy. Watch all the action and see who wins and advances to the championship match right now at globalgamingleague.com. That's globalgamingleague.com.
In partnership with Level Up Expo.
That's so dumb. It's in Chicago, of course, where apparently they don't have anything better to do than, we're just going to name our snowplow Abolish Ice. It's what we're going to name it.
And to all of the residents who participated in our snowplow naming contest, keep speaking up in every way and any way that you can. I look forward to meeting with the Chicagoans who submitted the winning names, and I look forward to seeing our city's pride, our spirit, and even, yes, our humor, represent us again next year. And so with that, take a moment to, I guess, take in all that you all have been waiting for. This moment is finally here. The snowplow with the most votes, most entries, Abolish Ice.
Look how clever it is. You couldn't even do, Abolish McIce Face. I mean, it's just something. Welcome back to the program. Dana Lash, top of the third hour. They had... name a snowplow. I guess that's, dodging bullets would have been my name. Would have been what I had suggested for it. They're trying, this is a message to oppose POTUS's deportation campaign. And this was a week after he had a local college kid that was murdered by an illegal immigrant. That's what they focus on. He didn't have a press conference and he wasn't sitting there offering condolences. to the victims of people regularly killed in his city by illegal immigrants. Documented. I mean, you can go look it up. It's all public. It's at DHS. Oh, my gosh. It's like this thing called the internet shows it for the drive-bys. But instead of doing that, he does this. Isn't it just a salt truck? Was there an actual plow on the front of it?
Was there?
You know what? I'm going to look on. Okay, there was. There's a plow on the front. Okay. Yeah, so they have all he did was just put a cheap sign on the side of a plow / salt truck and call it Abolish ICE. Are you impressed by that?
No.
You went over, you're like, meh. Yeah. 6'7".
I mean, that obviously we know why they chose the name. No one won that name.
Yeah, you know no. That was all fake.
Yeah, this was all performative. So we'll see. It's going to end up like New York, where they can't do it on their own. They're not going to be. They can name all the plow trucks they want. They're not going to be able to help Chicago with their snow and ice issues.
Yeah, no. Sheridan Gorman was murdered by Jose Medina, who was captured by Border Patrol first back in May of 23. And then the Biden administration, this was all under the Biden administration. And then he was released back into the U.S. So he was captured by U.S. Border Patrol and released. He had a known criminal record then. Captured and released by Biden. And this dipstick of a mayor gets up there. Guys, here's our Abolish ICE truck. I'm clever. It was, I think I lost a percentage of my life due to cringe from that video, man. And by the way, since they started the whole Operation Midway Blitz in Chicago, guess what happened when they started with ICE in Chicago? Homicides decreased by 16%. Wow. Shootings. And you know, the shootings there, and I've dove deep on this before. I've written not one book, but two books that had this. I discussed these statistics. And I have reams of stuff written about this. The literal majority of all of the, in fact, I think it technically was over 80. It was like 89, but basically 90% of the homicides involving firearms in Chicago are committed, and this is according to their former police superintendent, by the same 1,400 prohibited possessors, like in and out, like federal, like serious criminals, like repeat offenders. So they said that since they started this Operation Midway Blitz in Chicago, homicides decreased 16%. Those shootings have decreased 35%. Robberies decreased 41%. Vehicular carjackings decreased 48%. Transit crime decreased 20%. So Johnson, instead of doing a bonus death, should say, thank ICE. Thank you, ICE. This is stupid. He did not do anything from his policies. Nothing that Brandon Johnson has done has contributed to a single drop in this criminal activity. In fact, they've had to work against him to get these decreases. He's such an ineffective, impotent mayor. And they think this cutie little stunt's going to be enough. Oh, look at us guys with our little ICE truck. Oh my gosh, Kane, I need you to say,
oh, no,
we're not doing this. Kane has a brilliant name for the ICE truck / snowplow. Kane, I need to hear it.
I'd submit the name, your mom's favorite plow.
There you go. But there it is, everybody. Ladies and gentlemen, I like that. Yeah, it's Brandon Johnson's mom's favorite plow. It is, you know, for the truck. That's what we're saying. Yeah. That's it. Yeah. You know, that's just super simple. I'm just saying, you know, the folks who help bring you the program, it's our friends over at American Financing. It's America's home for home loans. I'm sure you've looked at your credit card statement. You know how many millions of hours you work a week to buy things that you used to be able to afford no problem. And then you get charged 20% because you're putting it on your card. This is why you need to check out American Financing, because they're doing something big banks hate. They're actually helping people get out from under high interest debt. They got mortgage rates in the fives. They're helping homeowners use their hard-earned equity to pay off these punishing credit cards. The average savings are about $800 a month. You got real breathing room in your budget for that. And it takes about 10 minutes to talk to just a salary-based mortgage consultant. There's no upfront fees, no obligation, just a simple conversation to see how much you could save. Start today, and you could even delay up to two mortgage payments, which means immediate cash in your pocket when you need it most. Give American Financing a call at 866-885-1332. That's 866-885-1332, or visit AmericanFinancing.net/Dana. Check out how much you could save with AmericanFinancing.net/Dana.
NMLS 182334. NMLS ConsumerAccess.org. APR for rates in the 5 start at 6.196% for well-qualified borrowers. Call 866-885-1332 for details about credit costs and terms, or visit AmericanFinancing.net/.
Hello, hello. I'm Malcolm Gladwell, host of Smart Talks with IBM. I recently spoke with IBM's new director of research, Jay Gambetta. We discussed his vision for the future of quantum computing.
At IBM Research, what we always do is answer what is the future of computing, whether it's coming up with new algorithms, coming up with better AI, coming up with quantum, or coming up with just how do different accelerators go together. It's our DNA to answer the question of what is the future.
Isn't it a perfect problem for IBM, because you kind of need to have a legacy of building stuff?
Yes.
Building actual physical machines.
Yeah, it's why I came to IBM. I wanted the experience, the culture of building hard things that others have not done before.
Mm-hmm. Where do you imagine we are in the timeline of this technology? There will come a point when it will mature, right?
Yeah.
My cell phone is a mature technology at this point. How far are we from that point with quantum?
By 2029, we'll build the first fault-tolerant quantum computer. That is one that can run a very, very large problem.
To learn how IBM is building the future of computing, visit ibm.com/quantum.
The Global Gaming League is presented by Atlas Earth, the fun cashback app.
Hey, it's Howie Mandel, and I am inviting you to witness history as me and my Howie Do It gaming team take on Gilly the King and Wallow 267's Million Dollars Gaming in an epic Global Gaming League video game showdown, plus a halftime performance by multi-platinum artist Travie McCoy. Watch all the action and see who wins and advances to the championship match right now at globalgamingleague.com. That's globalgamingleague.com.
In partnership with Level Up Expo.
Would you refuse a command if it said towards Muslims?
So she says that she's going to refuse commands if they target Muslims. I think she needs to be taken out of the military and deported. Yep. And if she's an anchor baby here in the United States, I don't care. Send her to where her parents came from. This is so stupid. Why are we even doing this stuff? Take that off your head. Serve in the country. Assimilate or get out. Yep. Done with it. She's not worthy enough to wear the uniform. She's unworthy. She needs to be taken out of the military dishonorably.
I agree 100%. And how did she get that big and get accepted?
Yeah. Why is there a fat radical Islamist wearing our uniform?
Yeah.
She needs to be dishonorably discharged so that she's a prohibited possessor and cannot ever buy a firearm. And get her out. If you're not going to assimilate, get out. I'm done with this. All of it's asinine. Welcome back to the show. Dana Lash with you. Bottom of the second hour. This is some of the stuff that we were, talking a little bit about, because the real thing is the Islamism. The Islamism that is manifesting in this country at an unprecedented pace. And then you have the people who are excited to help make it happen. They want you to think everything's about Israel and every damn day. We joke about it, but good night. It's insane. I don't know if that's going to be one of the topics at CPAC, which is down the road. I'm not at CPAC because they hate me. They absolutely hate me. But they have Steve Bannon, Jeffrey Epstein's best friend. So maybe Steve Bannon can talk about what it's like to visit Little St. James Island and whether or not he got any massages. That's so gross. I'm going to throw up and maybe he can talk about how he was scheming with Epstein to remove, and he wrote these in multiple emails that are available publicly on the searchable website that's at DOJ, where he was talking about how stupid Trump was and how he hated the administration and how he needed to, they could remove him using the 25th Amendment. Maybe that's why Trump is skipping CPAC, because he doesn't want to share a stage with like Bannon or like guys who lionize fascists, Spanish fascists, or the guy who couldn't even pass a confirmation hearing because of some underage baggage. Just saying. That's, I mean, that's what's reported. I'm just saying these, you know, this is what other people are saying. So it was a smart move on POTUS's part. They're mad at him. Let me switch it up and ask what the hell the Nashville Predators just did with their logo.
Oh, Lord.
What? When is the gay month?
Is it June?
Well, why are they coming out with this now? Because it's March.
It's going to be April Fool's Day soon. You think they did it for that?
On the 26th of March? I don't know, man. So Nashville Predators, they decided to come out and make their profile pic rainbowy.
Why?
So gay predators?
Oh, what?
I don't know. Is this what I'm saying? Is this what it looks like? Is that what they wanted it to look like? Because it just kind of looks like that. I'm just saying. You know, I'm not, I'm just saying, you know, asking questions. Why would they do that? So, I don't know, man. The, why, your team name is the Predators and you're going to do that to it? Why? Why do you have to put the rainbow? Why does it have, why do you have to signal how you have sex with everything? Again, here we are. It's not even the gay month and we're talking about it. Well, let's see. Does the hockey team affirm how you like to have to sex? Can you really go and watch hockey and enjoy it without thinking to yourself, well, I just don't know because they don't affirm how I like to have sex. I don't know. Is that really a thing that's like top place in your mind? Because if so, you may need a therapist. Just saying. I don't get it. I think it's a bad logo anyway. Can I be honest? Even people get mad at me. I don't care. It's a bad logo. But why did you have to put all the rainbow? And then they had the little rainbow flag with it. They go, new profile pic. That's what they tweeted out 3 hours ago. So I don't get it.
Real?
Yeah. I mean, at this point, this is just so dumb. It's the equivalent of just basically just sticking a dong on its forehead. I don't know. It's the equivalent of that. I'm so tired of this. I thought companies were realizing that even the gays don't like this. They're even tired of it. The gays are like, not again. You're going to make them straight. You're doing it so much. I mean, no one wants to be associated with this cringe nonsense. You never see anybody wearing this stuff either. Unless it's like at a pride parade. You just don't see people wearing it. Nobody does this and go, what does this matter? Oh, wait, I didn't know. I thought I would get stabbed and murdered at the hockey game until they decided to put the colors that we appropriated for sex on the saber-tooth predator thing there. I don't know, man. I can't deal. We have a couple of other things. You guys want to hear Bruce Springsteen talk about how he's going to fight authoritarianism by selling $3,000 tickets to his old man show?
No,
what? Yeah, you do. Cut 28. Yeah.
No. Do we have to?
Minneapolis, Portland, Los Angeles, San Francisco, Phoenix, Newark, Sunrise, Florida, Austin, Chicago, Atlanta, Belmont, Long Island, Philadelphia, New York, Brooklyn, Pittsburgh, Cleveland, Boston, and Washington, D.C., the E Street Band is coming your way, and we are bringing hope over fear, democracy over authoritarianism, the rule of law over lawlessness, ethics over unbridled corruption, unity over division, and peace.
Giving out free tickets?
Over
nope, not going to do that. You can't even watch him the teaser unless you pay a couple hundred. Can't even do that. You can come in and help spread the democracy over whatever the hell he just said there. $3,000 a ticket. The cheapest tickets are like $300 with tax and all the fees. It's like $300. So I thought you guys would enjoy that because he sounds out of breath right there. You know, I don't know how I feel about this. He sounds out of breath there already. So we also have, hold up. Oh, I got time. So we entered the segment with this woman, Muslim woman who weighed like, I don't know, she's morbidly obese. head covering everything. She's wearing a military uniform and saying she's going to refuse DOD's commands if they target Muslims. Well, then don't target us. But Hassan Piker, who is at the Oscar, or no, he's at the Vanity Fair Oscar party. And the left loves this guy. Gavin Newsom, wasn't Gavin Newsom doing some kind of campaign shtick with him?
Yep, they're friends.
Yeah, they're friends. Listen to this, cut 34.
Literally doesn't matter. He can prep with whoever he wants. He can prep with Benny Morris if he wants. There is no what you support terrorism, question mark. No, I don't. I don't support the state of Israel. And I don't support the state of the United States of America.
This is content. Can he open his mouth and like actually articulate words? Because it sounds like he's got like marbles in his mouth. I don't support it. Does he just sit there and people ask him questions? Is his dog dead? That dog behind him is the dog that he kept electrocuting.
Yeah.
And that dog was whimpering because it hurt it. It hurt the dog. He makes that dog sit on that little bed for hours. And anytime the dog gets up, he shocks it. It was on video. They caught him on video doing it because the dog was whimpering. He needs to wear that collar. So he had said this. By the way, that's Gavin Newsom's new friend. He said that America deserved 9/11 in an August 2019 stream. Well, then why are you over here? Go. But see, he's too much of a coward to go anywhere. He's the nephew of Chunk Uger. Isn't that his name, Chunk?
Yep.
Yeah, he's a Nepo baby. So he only got into this because his uncle helped facilitate it. And helped make his whole career happen, if you want to call it that. No, he won't leave, though. Notice that Hassan Piker, he will not leave. Notice that Hassan Piker will not leave. He stays here because this dog abuser would not move into a Sharia society because he would have to stop dressing like a cringed out D-bag. He's the guy who wears the little beanies that don't even go all the way on his head. And he was just in Cuba wearing a $700 shirt, walking around Cuba, throwing food while wearing a $700 shirt, throwing food to poor kids in the street and recording them with his phone. It's all on video. Yeah, America deserved 9/11. I don't support the United States. Then get out. Oh, but you won't because you're a coward. That's why. Because you're a coward. He's content to sit and rant into his microphone. That's all he does. He's never done anything, doesn't work on behalf of any issues, never done anything like that. But he won't leave. Interesting. All of these people are hypocrites. They're all cowards. They're all hypocrites. They lionize a society they could not survive in because he's too weak. He acts like he's a tough barbarian and he supports barbarianism. No offense to actual historical barbarians, but he could never live in that society. He would be somebody's Bakabazi. That's who he would be. That's what he would be. But that's Gavin Newsom's little friend. And some of the podcastistan, the woke Reich, really like him. They really like him. I'm just saying. All right, kids, if you have ever fought with a garden hose, and you know exactly what I'm talking about, like the kinks and the tangles, and sometimes it looks bad after a year, and the whole thing turns into a rubber knot the second that you need it. A lot of people replace their hoses like every couple of years. It's a springtime tradition for some folks. But now there is the world's number one expanding garden hose. It's called the Pocket Hose, and it really is that small. And they have their new Pocket Hose Ballistic. This thing is tough. It's reinforced. I don't even know what this is. Liquid crystal polymer. It's like the same thing that they use in bulletproof vests, which means it can handle your household, can probably even handle terrorists. This thing actually stretches out so ungodly long. This thing goes out to 25 feet. And then you turn on the water, it expands to the full size hose. But look how little it is. And it's very lightweight. You know, you turn the water off, it shrinks right back down to twee size, pocket size. So you're not wrestling this giant hose back into the garage. I know there's a million jokes to be made here, but the point is that their new ballistic version is even better because it has 5 times stronger than steel fiber. And it has this like little pocket pivot. That's what this thing is. It's like 360 degrees pocket pivot. So there's no kinking, no tangled mess. And now it's also upgraded with a UV coating so it doesn't look like absolute hot garbage after summer. And it has even thicker washers to help resist leaks. So for a limited time, you can get the Pocket Hose Ballistic with a free 360-degree pocket pivot. That's what this thing is. It's the pocket pivot. And you also get a thumb drive nozzle. All you have to do is text Dana to 643000.
Hello, hello. I'm Malcolm Gladwell, host of the podcast Smart Talks with IBM. I recently sat down with IBM's chairman and CEO, Arvind Krishna, and I asked him, how can companies use AI to its fullest potential to create smarter business?
My one advice to them, pick areas you can scale. Don't pick the shiny little toys on the side.
Mm-hmm. For example,
if anybody has more than 10% of what they had for customer service 10 years ago, they're already 5 years behind it. If anybody is not using AI to make their developers who write software 30% more productive today, with the goal of being 70% more productive.
Yeah, wow.
So we are not asking our clients to be the first experiment on it. We say, you can leverage what we did. We're happy to bring out all our learnings, including what needs to change in the process, because the biggest change is not technology. It's getting people to accept that there's a different way to do things.
To listen to the full conversation, visit ibm.com/smarttalks.
The Global Gaming League is presented by Atlas Earth, the fun cashback app.
Hey, it's Howie Mandel, and I am inviting you to witness history as me and my Howie Do It gaming team take on Gilly the King and Wallow 267's Million Dollars Gaming in an epic Global Gaming League video game showdown, plus a halftime performance by multi-platinum artist Travie McCoy. Watch all the action and see who wins and advances to the championship match right now at globalgamingleague.com. That's globalgamingleague.com.
In partnership with Level Up Expo.
64000. So that's text Dana to 64000 and get not one, but two free gifts, your ballistic pocket hose.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five.
Is it weird that Millennial Steve knows more about Seals and Croft than baby Gen X Dana? I feel like it is, right, Kane? I mean, you're aware of it, but it was just never my jam, because whenever I hear it, I'm like, that's sepia tone music. You know what I mean? Like those 70s photos that were all that's sepia tone music. All right, so the guy who sang Summer Breeze, literally the only song I know from them. You know how it's Summer Breeze, makes me feel fine, that song. He passed away from complications due to heart surgery. Oh, it was Dash Crofts. Try saying that name fast. Well, okay, not first time. Great, Kane. Were you practicing this or something? Dash Crofts. He wrote Summer Breeze. He was a member of Seals and Croft. But if his last name was Crofts, why was it just Croft?
Good question.
I got questions. Seals and Crofts. Yeah, that sounds like that was actually his last name, so I don't know. Let's see here. Oh, does that... Okay, that's a new task for Lorraine. Rule of three. Does that start over now? Because we had three right off the bat. Boom, 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 boom. So that was it. Yeah, we're going to have to ask questions. Glutes. I don't know why people are acting like, oh my gosh, glutes really are really important. Yes, New York Times did a story. It's the unsung hero muscle of longevity. They do a lot. I also think your quads do a lot. I mean, leg day, nobody should skip leg day ever. Humans had dogs before they had farming, according to ancient DNA. I believe that. Yeah, they said that there's genetic evidence that that's backed by 5,000 years. They said it pushes back the first genetic evidence of dogs backed by 5,000 years, suggests that the hunter-gatherer groups may have even acquired dogs from one another. I wonder what they were named. Is that what their name? I don't know. I'm joking, slightly. But they said that the researchers used several approaches to analyze the DNA extracted from these ancient canine specimens identified as Paleolithic dogs at five different archaeological sites in Europe and in Western Asia. The oldest, about 15,800 years old. That's dog years, though, I'm sure. Right? Dog years. Let's see. Also, we've got... Oh, a man... Oh, this is nuts. So they said that this woman said that she felt something was wrong in her apartment, and she kept trying to get help. And they all said she was crazy, and then they put her on antipsychotics. And then she found a man living literally in her apartment, like in the walls. That is crazy. There was a hatch to her apartment, and of course it's Britain, where she noticed it was this left open one time. She didn't think anything of it. She said that she had a huge loft that covered a whole floor of flats on the top floor, And she said that whenever she was, you know, walking around or watching TV, she thought somebody was watching her. And long story short, they thought she was crazy. And it turned out that there was literally someone living in her, like in the walls in her flat. So if you think you're crazy, there could be somebody living in your walls. I'm sure that's helpful, right? Yeah. HOAs are becoming a shadow mortgage, the hidden housing cost. Yes, of course they are. We have a lot more on the way. Don't go anywhere. Stick with us. It's the folks at Chapter. Chapter wants to help you with the confusing, ridiculous Medicare system, if that's what you want to call it. And when it's time for you to consider Medicare, do you want to trust the government? Do you want to just go to some random insurance agent? And then you're shocked when the plan that you overpay for doesn't cover what you need. Medicare is confusing on purpose. And that's how people end up with the wrong plan, overpaying and undercovered. That's why finding someone truly on your side matters. And that's where Chapter is. They exist to cut through the confusion. Instead of selling you on a couple of companies, they're the only advisor that compares every Medicare plan nationwide to find what actually fits your doctors, your prescriptions, and your budget. It's an honest translator for Medicare, explaining your options in plain English and helping you avoid plans that are great for insurance companies but terrible for you. On average, people save over $1,000 a year on their healthcare costs just by getting into the right plan instead of accepting whatever was pushed at them. And it's free and fast to talk to Chapter. In just under 20 minutes, they'll review your coverage or walk you through choices if you're about to enroll so you know what you're getting into. Take control of your Medicare. Dial #250 on your phone and say Medicare plan. That's #250, say Medicare plan to get your options reviewed with Chapter.
Hello, hello. I'm Malcolm Gladwell, host of Smart Talks with IBM. I recently spoke with IBM's new director of research, Jay Gambetta. We discussed his vision for the future of quantum computing.
At IBM Research, what we always do is answer what is the future of computing, whether it's coming up with new algorithms, coming up with better AI, coming up with quantum, or coming up with just how do different accelerators go together. It's our DNA to answer the question of what is the future.
Isn't it a perfect problem for IBM because you kind of need to have a legacy of building stuff?
Yes.
Building actual physical machines.
Yeah, it's why I came to IBM. I wanted the experience, the culture of building hard things that others have not done before.
Mm-hmm. Where do you imagine we are in the timeline of this technology? There will come a point when it will mature, right?
Yeah.
My cell phone is a mature technology at this point. How far are we from that point with quantum?
By 2029, we'll build the first fault-tolerant quantum computer. That is one that can run a very, very large problem.
To learn how IBM is building the future of computing, visit ibm.com/quantum.
The Bleacher Report app is your destination for sports. Right now, the NBA is heating up, March Madness is here, and MLB is almost back. Every day there's a new headline, a new highlight, a new moment you've got to see for yourself. That's why I stay locked in with the Bleacher Report app. For me, it's about staying connected to my sports. I can follow the teams I care about, get real-time scores, breaking news, and highlights all in one place. Download the Bleacher Report app today so you never miss a moment.
I like that we have somebody in the DOJ who's going out and shooting. And I got to tell you, because she went out and she was very transparent. She's like, I'm going to go shoot. I'm going to the range. And, you know, she's not like, you know, an expert level, but that's irrelevant. We got to be really mindful of being welcoming and encouraging especially good habits in the shooting community and not be trying to dunk or flex on people that are learning how to shoot, especially if they're women. Because you get people out there that'll bitch about the female gun control advocates, but you don't realize how some people might be making them by being so overly critical just so they can look like they're having a hot take. I cannot stand that stuff. I was telling Kane on break, I was at a fundraiser for a congressperson a couple of years ago, and I had someone trying to flex in a conversation on another woman who was talking about learning to shoot. And they was asking me, well, what do you prefer to carry? And I was like, well, you know, I've done most of my training with Glock. That's, you know, what I've used. Kind of laughs and is like, oh, that's so reckless. There's no safety in it. And then I broke down the three mechanisms that they have and how it's, you know, you have a lever and the trigger. And I'm like, who's the FUD now? Don't sit here and try to dunk on these people because they're trying to learn. I can't stand that stuff. Be encouraging. That's what this community is all about, is being encouraging. You want as many people celebrating the Second Amendment as absolutely possible, not fewer. Kane to Dane Stupidity.
All right, it's Cory Booker. Is he Timu Obama or is he like Great Value Obama? I can't remember.
Is there a difference? Is one fancier?
It's a little different. Not much. This is him in the Newark airport after ICE has already helped with the lines. The actual airport's empty, but he still has a message. Listen to this.
Get ICE the hell out of our airports.
Oh boy.
Donald Trump has brought chaos into our airport in New Jersey.
Look at this. Look at how empty the airport is. Look at all the chaos.
I could take a nap back there.
Look at all the chaos that isn't happening. Look at all the people not in line.
There's like nobody behind him. What is he talking about?
Well, you know, they do stick to their message. Whether it's true or not, that's what Democrats do.
That was pretty lame. Folks, that does it for us today. Find us over at Substack, Chapter and Verse. I'll be on Fox Business tonight in the 4 p.m. Central hour and back behind the mic with you tomorrow to get you set up for your weekend. God bless.
The Global Gaming League is presented by Atlas Earth, the fun cashback app.
Hey, it's Howie Mandel, and I am inviting you to witness history as me and my Howie Do It gaming team take on Gilly the King and Wallow 267's Million Dollars Gaming in an epic Global Gaming League video game showdown, plus a halftime performance by multi-platinum artist Travie McCoy. Watch all the action and see who wins and advances to the championship match right now at globalgamingleague.com. That's globalgamingleague.com.
In partnership with Level Up Expo.
America, America, you used to be so fun, but now you go to bed at night scrolling on your phone. Well, listen up, America, Carnival is here with world-class crew and ropes course too, and comedy and snorkeling and dining, like everything from sea to shining sea.
Find your fun again at Carnival.com. Carnival is calling.
Ships registry, the Bahamas and Panama.
I'm Rhett Rasmussen of besthotgrill.com/hot. We make the Solaire infrared grills, which are perfect for today's busy lifestyles. You may have a low temperature, slow cooking smoker, egg or pellet barbecue. They're fine for the weekend when you have the time. But for the hectic weekdays, you need a hot, fast Solaire infrared gas grill, which heats up to 1,000 degrees in just 3 minutes, even in the dead of winter. The high heat locks in the juices and flavor and grills food faster. In a matter of minutes, your family could be sitting down to a great tasting grilled dinner. Juicy steaks, succulent chicken and moist fish, as well as healthy grilled veggies anytime you want with the speed and ease of a USA made Solaire infrared grill. Go to besthotgrill.com/hot to get your free how to choose the right infrared grill guide to see why Solaire should be your everyday go-to grill. Learn more at besthotgrill.com/hot. Great food fast with Solaire Infrared at besthotgrill.com/hot.